I'm here with Ivan Moreno, a reporter for the Associated Press and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. Democrats picked up 5 seats in the House, and they held on to their majority in the Senate. Ed, are you surprised by the gains the party made?
Absolutely. In fact, I think the Democrats are surprised by it. I think they were expecting to pick up a couple seats, but in the House at least, now they're going to have a 9-seat lead. I mean, that's the kind of lead where, you know, it's certainly not roll anything through, but it's, hey, we can lose a few members on votes and we can still run our bills through. I think they got a lot of momentum going down ballot from the president's success in the state. I think they also got a lot of help from the big spending that you saw the Tim Gills and Pat Strikers of the world put in through PAC to all these close legislative races. I think everyone expected it, you know, maybe the Senate to be a little closer, and even if the Democrats won back the House, that to be a little closer, and this is quite impressive by them.
So, Ivan, do you think that's going to mean we're going to see more controversial bills that pass both chambers?
Well, I mean, that really is too hard to predict right now. Of course, we know that there are going to be a couple of bills that are considered divisive, like civil unions. It has Republican support, but a lot of Republicans oppose it, and there's also another bill granting tuition help for illegal immigrants that Democrats have tried the last 2 years. I'm sure we'll see that again. But in terms of what other things Democrats will try to pass with this newfound power that they have, who knows? I think it's one thing to propose things when you maybe are not sure whether it's going to pass or not, and it's another thing to propose things when you know that you have a clear shot to getting them passed and to the governor's desk.
I think that's a really good point. You don't want to say lawmakers are just sponsoring a bill to make a statement, but I think that can happen. Like you said, you could pass something pretty controversial that may look good to some of your constituents, knowing full well it has no chance.
Well, you know, one of the jokes running around on election night was the only person that is more upset about the Democrats taking both chambers than former House Republican Speaker Frank McNulty is Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper, because while he is going to be overjoyed to see that civil unions bill wind up on his desk probably pretty quickly into the session, he's not in agreement with his party on some other things. His party wants to regulate oil and gas drilling more, maybe put some bans on fracking. Hickenlooper, not a fan of that. His party wants to roll back enterprise zones and some of the tax breaks that come from that. Hickenlooper's fought pretty hard to make sure that, you know, that system stays largely whole. So while he was able to sit back and not get involved and not criticize his own party for some of the things that passed out of the Democratic-controlled Senate but died in the Republican-controlled House the last 2 years, he may now see them lined up on his desk.
I wonder if he'll be more involved with the legislative process.
I mean, everybody expects him to. In fact, they say it's not necessarily a if, but yeah, he's going to find himself being required to be involved in the legislative process. Hickenlooper himself said, hey, I thought I was pretty involved last year, but I think we're going to see him working with the what's known as the second floor, the legislators around here, a little bit more this year.
I think he will try to get Democrats to work more with Republicans and not let things get out of control where they're like ramming things through or not trying to build bipartisan coalitions, because I think he really prides himself in being seen as someone who likes to build bridges between two sides.
And one issue we haven't touched on, but I expect it to come up, is gun control legislation, ammunition sales regulation in the wake of the Aurora shootings. I know Democrats are going to want to push some of those bills.
Remember that right after the Aurora shooting, I mean, Hickenlooper basically came out and said, look, this is not the kind of tragedy that calls for laws to fix it. It calls for more of a look at our society. So it'll be very interesting to see where he comes down on that.
And Ivan, of course, then we have marijuana regulations. The legislature will be working on that. How do you think that's going to play out?
A lot of what lawmakers do next year is going to depend on what happens in the coming weeks with the Department of Justice and what actions the federal government may take.
Governor John Hickenlooper, I think he's been pretty blunt about the fact that he was not a fan of Amendment 64. So Hickenlooper is one who respects the people's process of putting something into law very much. But I think this is going to test him a little bit in trying to, if he gets U.S. Department's go-ahead, to try to put something into law that may be the first real stance he's ever taken on a ballot initiative that he's lost in his political career.
Okay, thanks. That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.